92.1 WGHN, Grand Haven's favorite, and an organization that gives all the time, Grand Haven Area Community Foundation. We say hello to Hadley Strang. How are you?
I'm terrific. Glad to be here, Mary Ellen.
So good to see you. So good to see you.
Good to see you, too.
I know you have an open house. You have a brand new building, so tell us about it.
We do. This afternoon, we are inviting anyone to come visit our new location at 6 Sherman Avenue, so right up on the campus with the YMCA and Mulligan's Hollow and Imagination Station and many other great activities within the city. The open house is 3:30 to 5:30, mm-hmm. so anyone can stop by, see our new space, visit with our team, and celebrate the Community Foundation.
Awesome. And then if people don't know what you do, that's a great chance for them to find out what it is you do.
Absolutely.
And you do so much. Can we talk a little bit about some of the programs that you guys have?
Sure. I'll start with our grant making.
Yeah.
So we have many different grant making programs. One that's probably more talked about and communicated with the grants that we do is our competitive community impact funds. So that's where any organization can apply for funds. Last year, we gave out through that program nearly $2 million.
That's amazing.
And we support and work with local for impact organizations, we refer to rather than say nonprofit, mm-hmm. as well as local educational institutions, local governments, anyone that can apply through that fund. We also have other programs and different types of funds where an individual or corporation or family can establish or organization mm-hmm. can establish their own fund to support their own grant making. So in that case, we serve as the administrative arm of their grant making, make sure they're giving to valid organizations,
right.
and take care of processing those tax receipts and grant checks for someone who might want to set up a fund.
Right. It's just amazing how many different programs that you guys have. It really is amazing. So the new space, what have you learned since being over in the new space? Because we miss you here, but we're really happy you're just down the street.
We are just down the road.
I'll just toddle on down.
Half mile.
Yeah.
We moved to the new space to provide room for growth.
That's what I thought.
So somewhat limited in the space we had here.
Sure.
Of course, we could have stayed for a little bit longer.
Right.
But when this building became available, loved the tie to the history of the city. So for those of you who might not know, that was the building that we're in is the old City of Grand Haven Water Treatment Facility.
Yep.
So historic building, which is important to the Community Foundation to preserve that. We, of course, didn't renovate it. We benefited from it being converted about 20 years ago to
okay.
business space. But we have plenty of room mm-hmm. for growth, plenty of room to evaluate different programs that we might want to provide through that space, too. So
wonderful.
More to come.
More to come, huh? Yeah, I was wondering, what can we look forward to? Do you have any big news you're going to drop on us in the next few months?
We have a few things mm-hmm. coming up. So our third round of our community impact grants will be announced probably next week.
Okay.
So we work with our partners to provide some quotes and share their story because it's really about what they're proposing to
right.
do in the community. And the Community Foundation, you know, just comes along as a partner mm-hmm. to help financially support that.
That's awesome.
So that will be coming up. We just are wrapping up our scholarship program.
I wondered about that. Okay.
So over $900,000 this year in scholarships.
That's my mouth dropping to the floor. Okay. Are you serious? You just say it like it's, but that's a big.
It's incredible. We have 130 scholarship funds. We supported, I believe, somewhere around 230 students. And that can be graduating seniors, existing college students, or even someone who's going back to get some sort of a degree with a gap in time there. So there's scholarships to support a wide range of different interests and students within the community. So
that's awesome.
Have to be a resident within the our service area.
Okay. That's awesome. So, wow.
Northwest Ottawa County.
I guess when I interview, I should say, what can you not do? Because you guys, you're just constantly growing and doing all these amazing things. And
well,
so it's pretty cool.
We have a very generous community. And
yes, we do.
All about partnering with those donors as well as our organizations, municipalities.
Yep.
On what's the next thing
yeah.
for our region and what's needed.
Did you have a good summer so far? I mean,
great yeah. summer. It sure did go fast,
I know.
Though.
You're wearing a sweater. I had my heat on and the heated seats on the way in this morning.
55 this morning.
I'm like, hello. Yeah,
but lots of celebrations this summer.
It was
we
awesome.
Had 100 year of the Coast Guard Festival,
yeah.
just celebrated the 40th anniversary of the boardwalk.
Yeah.
So lots of great things to celebrate in the community.
I wish you well today. It'll be fun to be out there today, the open house at Grand Haven Area Community Foundation in their new building. What's the address once again?
6 Sherman Avenue.
6 Sherman Avenue. Be there. Are you going to have, like, you know, cookies? And?
Well, you nailed it.
Of course.
Cookies and some treats. So.
There you go. Awesome.
Come join us.
Good to see you. It's been a
while
since I've had you in here. This is 92.1 WGHN Grand Haven's favorite. If you need any information on the Grand Haven Area Community Foundation, the website's really easy to navigate. GHACF.org, for good, for all, forever. I love that. For good, for all, forever.
That is why we're here.